The news is read this morning by Brian Jennings.
Officials of the pilots' union have recommended acceptance of Labour court proposals aimed at resolving its pay dispute with Aer Lingus. A work to rule will now be suspended pending the outcome of a ballot of members of the Irish Airline Pilots Association. Before the announcement last night, Aer Lingus had cancelled a further 25 flights. Intending Aer Lingus passengers have been checking the status of their flights following the announcement by IALPA to suspend the work to rule. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
IALPA says it will hold a series of meetings with members before they're balloted on this pay deal. Voting will open next Thursday, the 18th of July, and close the following Tuesday. A work to rule by pilots will now be suspended while the union awaits the outcome of the ballot. The Labour Court recommendation includes a 17.75% pay increase for pilots over a four-year period. IALPA President Captain Mark Tighe described the deal as a significant win for pilots. Aer Lingus welcomed the union's recommendation of acceptance and said it looked forward to IALPA completing the balloting process as soon as possible. The Taoiseach Simon Harris said it was a very positive development for the travelling public and the tourism sector.
In England, the main suspect in a triple murder in Hertfordshire remains in hospital. 26-year-old Kyle Clifford was located yesterday evening in North London after a wide-scale police search. The BBC has confirmed that the victims were the wife and daughters of one of its racing commentators, John Hunt. Our London correspondent, Tommy Meskell.
After a manhunt lasting nearly 24 hours, Kyle Clifford was finally located at a cemetery in North London. The 26-year-old was seen being stretchered from the scene and was brought to hospital. Police said he had injuries, but no shots were fired. The three women have been confirmed as the wife and daughters of BBC racing commentator John Hunt. Their names were Carol, Hannah and Louise. Hertfordshire police said they believed it was a targeted attack. An increased police presence is to remain in the area over the coming days. Tommy Meskell, RTE News, London.
In the United States, another senior Democratic politician has called on President Joe Biden to abandon his campaign for re-election. Peter Welch is the first Democratic senator to urge Mr. Biden to leave the race for the White House, saying such a move would be good for the country. Later today, Mr. Biden will hold a news conference marking the end of the NATO summit in Washington. Member nations pledged to give the Ukrainian government at least 40 billion euro in military aid within the next year to help the nation fight against Russia. The Secretary General of NATO, Jens Stoltenberg, said there would be further measures to support Ukraine.
The quickest way to end the war is to lose the war. But that would not bring peace. It will only bring occupation. So unless we want Ukraine to lose, unless we want to bow to Putin, we need to show commitment and resolve.
The Taoiseach Minister for Foreign Affairs, Micheál Martin, will have his first official meeting with the new Northern Secretary, Hilary Benn, later today. The two men will discuss the UK's efforts to foster better relations with the EU and the ruling Labour Party's pledge to repeal the UK government's controversial legacy legislation. Funding for the GAA's planned new stadium at Casement Park, selected as one of the host venues for the 2028 Euro Football Championships, will also be on the agenda. The government has been urged to do more to help people to make sustainable choices in insulating and heating their homes. The Climate Change Advisory Council is also calling for the rate of energy upgrades to social homes to be doubled and for special measures to be introduced to support older people who can benefit from warmer and more comfortable homes. Our environment correspondent, George Lee.
This report about residential, commercial and public buildings in Ireland is the first deep analysis of climate action in our built environment from the Climate Change Advisory Council. The top line is an appeal to the government to make it easier and cheaper for people to proactively install heat pumps in homes and workplaces. It notes that only about 70 grant-aided heat pumps per week were installed last year, even though 78% of residential buildings are technically suitable for them without any further energy efficiency improvements. The Advisory Council is urging the government to provide increased grants and better information about how suitable heat pumps are and how they operate. It is also calling for the ambition and rate of upgrades to social homes to be doubled and for more support for older people and others just above the threshold for energy poverty who cannot afford a deep retrofit.
A motorcyclist in his 30s has died in a road crash on Constitution Hill in North Dublin. It happened shortly after 2 o'clock this morning. Gardaí are appealing to any witnesses to come forward. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Create a modern minimalistic home decor look and warmth in every room with Grant Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be cloudy with outbreaks of rain and drizzle in Leinster and East Munster. There'll be isolated showers elsewhere. It'll become drier during the morning as drizzle clears and sunny spells develop. However, there'll be well scattered showers for the rest of the day. Highest temperatures will range from 14 to 19 degrees.